you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 18th, 2020. Reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, on this Memorization Monday. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Oh, it's going to be a good day as I'm going to play a variety of music, helping our hearts to sing and praise the Lord, as we'll be looking at this verse, Ephesians 5:19, in just a few minutes. But before I set the stage with two good worship songs, Darlene Juck, Shout to the Lord, followed by Steve Amerson, Sing for Joy, let me tell you a little about Ephesians 5:19 and 20, along with a special invite to tomorrow's broadcast, Testimony Tuesday, as I have a plan called a Becky Pippert to talk about her new book, Stay Salt, The World Has Changed, Our Message Must Not, as I'll tell a little special story about meeting up with her last year, along with finding out how we can be relevant during these coronavirus times or just in our interactions with those around us. So that's tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, heard at 7:32 a.m. with a 7:32 p.m. re-airing, that's Central Time, 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. In Ephesians 5:19 and 20, we read, Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these two verses, we gain a depth of insight in how being Spirit-filled should be manifested among God's people. We learn that at the heart of this Spirit-filled expression is singing. From the context of Ephesians 5:19 and 20, we observe that singing has a twofold purpose. One, the worship of God, and two, the instruction of God's people. Furthermore, singing has two audiences. One, the people of faith, and two, the Lord God Almighty. So Christians sing to one another, reminding each other about God's nature, character, and acts in salvation history. But they also sing to the Lord as a way of offering heartfelt praise and thanksgiving to God for so great a salvation which has come to us through Christ. That people are to sing from their heart to the Lord is not a request that people sing with raucous emotion or uncontrolled feeling. Rather, heart refers to the controlling center of one's being. Paul is concerned with the integrity with which one sings, not with the outer display. Words are not merely sung, they express the reality of life in the Spirit. May God grant us grace always so to live and so to sing. So to set us up for a time of worship and singing, here's Darlene Juck, Shout to the Lord, followed by Sing for Joy, by Steve Amerson.
My comfort, my shelter. the heavens and the earth rejoice. Come on and join me, now lift your voice. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with praise. The Lord has done great things for us. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He will guide each step that I make.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Lighting the way on the path I take.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
When I am lost and I cannot cope.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
He is the source of my strength and hope.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with praise. The Lord has done great things for us. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Classic songs of worshiping God and singing about the great God we serve. That was Darlene Jek, Shout to the Lord, followed by Steve Amerson's Sing for Joy. And I'll have one more short song before I do a reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan as we look at Ephesians 5:19 that says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." Here's Hosanna Music off their CD Songs of Praise and Worship with a song entitled Speak to One Another, Ephesians 5:19-20.
In the name.
Ephesians 5:18 through 20 is Paul's definitive treatment about being filled with the Spirit, so it's helpful to memorize the whole short paragraph. This is one of the most important passages in the Bible about the reality of daily Christian living. In the Upper Room Discourse of John 13 through 17, Jesus explained that he had to return to heaven but would send another Comforter, who would be with us and in us forever. After his resurrection, Jesus ascended to heaven as promised, and 10 days later the Holy Spirit was poured out on the early church as described in Acts 2. Now when we receive Christ, we're actually receiving the Holy Spirit who applies the finished work of Christ in our lives. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus comes to live within us. As we live in yielded obedience and faith, we are filled with His Spirit, living under His influence. The first and most natural byproduct is a song in our hearts. Notice the unbroken nature of this passage. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music to the Lord in your hearts. We're to one, sing to one another, joining voices and encouraging one another with songs of praise, and two, to the Lord. We're to do it, one, with our voices in speaking and singing, and two, in our hearts. We are to do it with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Experts debate the difference among the three terms, but it makes sense to think of them in epic terms. Psalms are hymns from biblical history. Hymns are those from Christian history. Spiritual songs are expressions of worship that are more contemporary to our generation. Ephesians 5:19 makes a case for what's often called blended worship. The primary point, however, is this. The first evidence of being filled with the Spirit is a singing heart. Four times the New Testament tells us that, in some wonderful sense, the Holy Spirit represents the presence of Jesus Himself via the Spirit. And then it gives four bullet points. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them, Acts 16:7. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. Romans 8:9. I know this will lead to my deliverance through your prayers and help from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:19. They inquired into what time or what circumstances the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating when He testified in advance to the messianic sufferings and the glories that would follow. 1 Peter 1:11. And then this chapter closes out with a quote by Eliza E. Hewitt. Singing, I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing, I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. Eliza E. Hewitt. Well, listening friend, I hope this reading and the songs that have played will put a song in your heart for this day, for this week, maybe this month. And I'll close out with a portion of a song by Sherry Easter titled Singing in My Soul. To balance off, let's see, we've had a worshipful song, a light contemporary, a fun one, and this is from the Southern gospel genre. So may, through the variety of music, a song be in your heart today that you will sing and maybe even share with others. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.